Beta, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10, the last of the Perek, and discussing the topic of an Agala Shel Katan, which the bartender learns is a child's wagon, meaning a toy that belongs to a child that he uses as a wagon. He rides in it and he pulls it along. And its status as a toy is really the focal point of the Mishnah, questioning if it's subject to various halachas, given that it is a toy. And the Mishnah says, for starters, Agala Shel Katan Tamea Midras. It is subject to the receiving tumah via the mechanism known as Midras. Keeping this very short and sweet, there are a total of 7 different ways that tumah can be communicated. One of them is called Midras, and it applies to people who are having tumah come out of them, including the Zav, the Zava, the Yoledes, the Nida, and also the Mitzora. Those people convey tumah by Midras, which means that if you have an item which is designed to support human weight, like a chair or a couch or a carpet or even a pair of pants since they're for sitting on, those things, since they're designed to have people rest on them and support human weight, they are susceptible to Midras. And Midras, unlike most other forms of tumah, is communicated from the tame person, say the Zav, by putting that weight on the article which is designed to support weight. That is to say, it doesn't need to have direct contact at all. So, for example, imagine you have a stack of 10 mattresses, and you have the Zav, or the Nida, or the Oledes, or the Matsura, sitting atop that stack of 10 mattresses. So then all the mattresses, all the way down, they're all Tame, via the mechanism of Midras, since they're all designed to support human weight for sleeping on. And because that person who was Tame sat atop the mattresses. What's particularly interesting about Midras is that not only does the tumah get conveyed without direct contact, but that the tumah status, the level of tumah, is that of an av hatumah. That is to say, all the mattresses, all the way down upon which that zav is sitting, are all going to be tameh as avos hatumah. Each one's an av hatumah. So usually when something becomes tameh, it becomes one step down from the av, so it'd be a rishon, one step removed. But through Midras, all the different mattresses, wherever they are, remain avos. They say tameh is an av, meaning they can still convey tumah further to other people or kalim, utensils. In any case, since this wagon, this agala, is designed for children to sit in and play in, and therefore it's designed to support their weight, even though it's a toy, as the bartender learns it, since it's designed to support the weight because they ride in it, it's susceptible to tumah's Midras. And that's the first point of our Mishnah here, that the agala shel katan tamei Midras. Second of all, vinitelis b'Shabbos, it can be moved on Shabbos. The unspoken question here is, since it's just a toy, does it count as a kli? That would be not muktzah. And the answer is, yes, it counts as a kli, and therefore it's not muktzah, and therefore it could be moved on Shabbos. Now, the main final point here is ve'en nigreris ela al gabi kalim, which means literally, it may not be dragged unless it's going over utensils. Now, this last point here is really getting to the issue of davar sheinu miskaven. That's what we mentioned previously. Davar sheinu miskaven is when you do an act, and the act includes a malacha or a potential malacha, but your intention is nothing to do with that at all. And probably the most classic textbook case of davar sheinu miskaven is when you're dragging a bench along the ground, and your intention is just to relocate the bench. But as it happens, the bench is liable to dig a furrow in the ground as it's pulled. And digging furrows in the ground is a malacha. And the question is, therefore, may you drag the bench if the furrow is going to be created, given that you're not intending to create a furrow at all? Now, the answer to that question largely is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda, the strict opinion, says davar sheinu miskaven is aser, and therefore it doesn't matter if you don't intend to dig a ditch, plow the field, since you're dragging a bench, and that's what's happening, so then it's forbidden to drag the bench in the first place. You have to pick it up, you can't drag it along the ground. Rabbi Shimon says no, davar sheinu miskaven is mutter. So since you're not intending to dig a furrow, if one happens to be dug, that's going to be okay, meaning you're allowed to pull the bench and not worry about it. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, by the way. However, this is actually pretty complicated. And the short of it is, I just don't want to go further than the short of it, is that while davar sheinu miskaven is going to be mutter maker adin, where it's a psik reisha, when it's inevitable that a malach will occur, Rabbi Shimon agrees that it can't be done. There's more to be said on this, but it's not enough right now. So that would be the halach lemaisa, or the direction of halach lemaisa. So anyways, that's your classic case, the bench dragging. Rabbi Yehuda, you have to remember the names this time, it's important. Rabbi Yehuda says it's forbidden, and Rabbi Shimon says it's permitted. Now here we're talking about rolling a wagon over the dirt, not pulling something. And as the wheel goes over the dirt, it doesn't really like have the same action as like a plowshare. It doesn't, you know, dig into the ground pushing the sand or soil to either side of that plowshare. Rather, it rolls over the dirt. It may make like a trail as it goes because it presses down on the sand, but it's not pushing things in two directions, digging a furrow in which one could plant. And therefore, the question is, what's the status of, how do we consider the rolling of wheels over the ground? So the first sheet in our Mishnah says, ve'ena nigreris, you can't roll the wagon over the ground. Because even though it's a davar she'ena miskaven, you're not intending to make a furrow. The fact that wheels go over and make that indentation in the ground makes it that it's disallowed. El al gabi kalim, unless what you're rolling the wagon on is not the ground directly, but some other utensils. You lay planks, you put down sheets or something to protect the ground from being dug. That's a ton of comma. Now, if you kept track of what I said a second ago, it was Rabbi Yehuda who was the opinion who said that davar she'ena miskaven is usur. So that's really in line with Rabbi Yehuda, which makes the next line of the Mishnah a little bit confusing, because the next line of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol hakelim einigrarin chutz min ha'agala, b'meisha hi koveshes. So here it says, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, I'll translate in a second, but the gist of what he's saying is, yes, you can push an agala, you can push a stroller, it's just other utensils you can't, because they dig a furrow. But an agala rolls over the ground, it doesn't dig a furrow, it just rolls over the ground, making a trail, and the rolling action of wheels is not the same as the plowing action of a plowshare, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Now, if you ask, wait a second, Rabbi Yehuda's talking out of both sides of his mouth, it's a little confusing what's going on. So the answer is that this second opinion is a different Tana, who's saying that Rabbi Yehuda didn't say what he said. In other words, the two opinions of what Rabbi Yehuda held. The first opinion was, Rabbi Yehuda held that even rolling wheels are the same as dragged benches, and they're forbidden because of digging a furrow. The second opinion is Rabbi Yehuda holds that, of course, davar she'ena miskaven is usur, but what a wheel does on the ground is not considered digging a furrow in the first place. It's just rolling over the ground and making a trail. And therefore, the second opinion Rabbi Yehuda says, kol hakelim, all utensils e nigrarin, you can't pull them on the ground, meaning chairs and benches and tables. Chutz min ha'agala, except for something which has wheels, like a stroller or a wagon. B'pnei shehi koveshes, because it doesn't dig in the ground at all, it just rolls over. Koveshes like to press down or smush, to press. So it just presses down on the ground, and that's going to be okay. Okay, so two sheets in Rabbi Yehuda holds. The halacha is like neither, as I told you before. The halacha is mikra din shulchan aruch paskins, like Rabbi Shimon, the davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, so therefore both these opinions don't apply. The Mishnah Berurah does say, however, that if you're talking about rolling heavy things, since davar she'ena miskaven is mutter, even if the thing is very heavy, it's going on the ground, it's still allowed to be rolled. Pulling not allowed, even according to Rabbi Shimon, if it's something heavy, because then it becomes a psik resha, it will certainly dig a ditch. Then even Rabbi Shimon holds davar she'ena miskaven is usur if it's a psik resha, it's certain to happen. But if it's heavy, but it rolls, like the second opinion in our mission over here, that's not called digging a ditch. It's called just rolling over the ground and making a trail without pushing things aside, the way that a plowshare does. And therefore, it would still be permitted, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's certain to make a trail.